Hello, Eagles fans. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you in studio here with the newest Philadelphia Eagles, Stefan Wisniewski. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome. It's interesting. You visit the NovaCare complex last week. You sign on Monday, and you're, boom, right into the program. What's the experience been like?
It's been crazy so far. It has. My sister actually got married on Sunday in State College, so I had that. Just drove right over, you know, late Sunday night, early Monday morning. You know, they're throwing a whole playbook at me, and I'm trying to learn a whole bunch of plays and meet new people. It's been crazy. It's been fun.
With a suitcase full of what exactly? What do you bring with you?
Couple clothes.
Yeah,
that's all
much,
I needed.
Right?
Yeah, notebook.
But you've been around. I mean, that's part of the transition. And really, that's part of the difficulty, I guess, going from one team to the next, getting yourself acclimated quickly. What's the key to that?
Yeah, you gotta learn fast, you know, put a lot of time studying the playbook and all, but just try to get to know your new teammates, your new surroundings. It takes time, but, you know, it can happen quickly if you do it right.
Stefan, I know you've been asked about playing guard, playing center, which you prefer, and you don't care, you just want to play. But what are, for the fans who don't kind of get the understanding, what are some of the skill challenges, a guard versus a center, similarities and differences?
Yeah, so at center, I think generally run blocking is a little tougher. You just kind of don't have any space to work with, and you got this 350-pound guy you got to block. But at guard, you know, you're off the ball a little bit. Run blocking is a little bit easier, but pass blocking, I think, a little bit tougher at guard. You get some of those DN pass rusher types. They bring them down there on third down. So guard's probably a little tougher to pass block than center, so differences there.
Is the mental part? I mean, center, you're kind of lining up all the blocking schemes too, right? So I guess it's more of a challenge from that standpoint.
Yeah, guard's a lot easier mentally. Center's definitely more challenging. You know, when you're the center, you're worried about where the safety is and what the linebacker's stance looks like. If they're blitzing or not as a guard, you just pretty much, I got this guy in front of me, and maybe I'll think about where a linebacker is, but certainly a lot simpler.
I know it's only been a couple days here, but do you have a sense of what Coach Stoutland teaches, the technique and the terminology, and how different is that from what you did in Oakland and what you did in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I'm starting to learn it, and it'll be a lot of changes. At the end of the day, most people run a lot of similar things. They just call them different things. And so it's just a matter of kind of learning what these guys call things, make sure we're speaking the same language.
Do you have a feel for whether you're going to be guard, center, or do they want you to do both?
I think both at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly the I'm not sure, you know, where I'll be come OTA's practice time, but my impression now is both at this point.
Isn't it amazing people kind of expect you to know you're here, you sign, and then you're asked, are you going to start? What position are you going to play? And the fact is, there's not a game until September. There's a long way to go between now and September. And now it's just about getting that conditioning for you. No, you're in good shape. You feel great.
Yeah, I'm healthy. I'm feeling great. And just a matter of kind of building on that from now until August.
Stefan, what was your role in the whole free agency process? What do you do? Do you get really involved with your agent and hearing from teams and talking business?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with, you know, my agent's calling me, letting me know, you know, who's interested, and, you know, let me know possible visits, possible, you know, pros, cons of being with different teams, and kind of explaining to me what the different offers are, what the pros and cons are of those. And, you know, at the end of the day, it, you know, I have to make a decision, but I certainly take a lot of input from agents and my dad, you know, some different people.
It's not just looking at the dollars. It's looking at the depth chart. It's looking at the city. It's looking at the coaching staff.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of factors. I mean, guys, we even think about stuff like state taxes. You know, people would generally rather not be in California and
right. Pay
a 13% tax on their income.
Is that what it is out there?
Yeah.
And then Florida's no state tax.
Zero, yeah, Florida, Texas, places like that. So guys think about all kind of stuff like that. You know, where you want to live. You know, some people would rather live in Florida than in Buffalo. You know, can't begrudge them for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're playing football first and foremost, and that's the priority.
So your pops, Leo, played in the NFL. Your uncle, Steve, played in the NFL. Both went to Penn State. You followed the same path. I wondered, was it something that just came very naturally to you, Stefan, the love of the game? Did you, at any point in your life, say, hey, you know, I just don't know if I really want to play football?
Yeah, it love of the game definitely came naturally. You know, I grew up, my uncle's rookie year was the year I was born. He played 13 years, so as you know, long back as I can remember, I was going to NFL games, cheering for my uncle, and just thinking that, you know, being in the NFL was the coolest job there was. So I always kind of had that goal, and was blessed to be taught, you know, by my uncle, by my dad from a young age. My dad's buddies who played in the NFL all taught me how to play. Great, you know, NFL players, and just a huge advantage for me.
Was it still a moment to never ever forget, greatest moment of your life when you heard Oakland call out your name second round back in 11?
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
I mean,
really
you're
was.
not jaded coming into the NFL having grown up around the league, right?
No, because it's still not yours yet. You
yeah.
know, it's still not something that's personal that you enjoyed. So getting drafted was awesome. And, you know, the fact that I've been able to stick around here for 5 years so far has been great.
Any brothers?
No.
Okay. So it wasn't like, hey, Dad, I don't really feel like playing football. I'd rather be a painter.
No,
yeah.
He probably would have been pretty disappointed. He would have loved me anyway, but
I'm sure, no doubt about it. What's the biggest key, Stefan, to you know, assimilating yourself into the football team, the lifestyle of Philadelphia, where you're going to live, all that stuff? What's the biggest key now for this 2016 season?
You know, I just got to dig into the playbook first and foremost, make sure I know the playbook like the back of my hand and can just make decisions on the field real quickly. And after that, you know, the living, all that stuff, getting used to city, that'll happen eventually. I'm not as worried about that.
Smoothie bar, have you checked it out yet?
Not yet.
You got to check it out,
man.
It
looks sweet.
It's a nice way to start the day. Stefan, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Welcome to Philadelphia. Stefan Wisniewski in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.